gather we this day, this first fresh Sunday now in August, cloudy and warm and wild, and filled as it is with infinite possibilities. This day is filled with infinite possibilities, for we have chosen to be tameless and daring and wealthy and wise of heart and spirit. We have chosen to be with one another, and we have chosen to be with ourselves, to mourn the death and to celebrate the life of Alex Fraser, father to Alexa, and her husband, Ken, and grandfather to their son, Nathan. We join together on this day in peace, in courage, and in grace, for this day is ours for the casting of soft light on a life well lived and treasured. Singular in its markings, noble in its cause, and dignified in its ending, and gently flowering in our collective embrace here today. And so we gather together, our hearts are gentle and revealed, open, honest, bearing best witness to the truths of life that have been shown to us. This life, the one that is happening right now in this moment and in no other, not as a ritual and not as a ceremony, not as a habit of mind, but as a miracle. A daily miracle of life that continues on after its ending, in us like rivers flowing unstoppably to the sea. We go to the sea, and the sea is fascinating. If we let it be, the sea can be a source of bravest mystery. Now, not all of us venture out. Alex Fraser did, but not all of us do. Alex Fraser was an adventurer. He loved the water. He loved to sail. He loved looking out over the bow of life, picking a destination, setting sail with the wind at his back. Second star to the right, and straight on till morning. Alex Fraser ventured, but not all of us do. Not all of us enjoy the mystery of life with the full measure of our souls. More often we cling to the shoreline where safety is never too far away. But others of us are bolder. Others of us are bolder and turn into the unknown. And as brave ones venture out, they carry parts of us with them. So it is with life at sea and adventures over the horizon. So it is with death. The bravest ones venture and they take some of us with them, at least in part, and so we mourn. We gather and we grieve together. In strength, we congregate as one. We gather today as a single family bound together by loss, united as much by grief as by our gratitude. For death comes to us all and awakens in us the fact that life is precious and fragile, often more so than we assume. As Helen Keller wrote, "We, the bereaved, are not alone. We belong to the largest company in all the world, the company of those who have known suffering. And when it seems that our own sorrow is too great to be borne, let us think of the great family of heavy-hearted into which our grief has given us entrance. And inevitably, we will feel about us their warm arms, their sympathy, and their understanding." And so we are here to hold one another. We are here to sympathize, and we are here to try to understand. We do not gather in an attempt to explain death, and in so doing, diminish its significance. Death should not be and cannot be simply explained away. Our grief is about something more. It is something to be lived through and something to be explored. Our grief, indeed, can be a precious gift. Pearl Buck wrote, "To die a little later or a little sooner does not finally matter, but to live bravely matters, to love life, to see how beautiful the trees are, the birds, the mountains, the sea, to enjoy work because it challenges us and because it produces food for a vital life. We love life because we live in danger and in challenge. We do not fear death because we understand that life and death are necessary to each other. In the end, we know there is no one right way to grieve. We all find our own ways. The task to grieve is paradoxical. It is at once to hold on to the aspects of Alex Fraser's life that are ours forever. The stories, the memories, the peace of his humanity that is our inheritance. And at the same time, it is to honor that which we have lost and to diminish it not. It may be that each of us needs a little time to grieve alone. Yet we also need to return to the community of friends and of family, just as villagers return to the well so that they might quench their thirst. We need to seek out one another as sources of nourishment and sources of strength. Today we gather at this well to hold each other in our grief, to hold this family in the midst of their loss, and to be reminded that life is a gift. In its simple and fullest measure, life is a beautiful and fragile gift. I'd like to read a poem called The Loon by Mary Oliver. The Loon. Not quite 4 a.m. when the rapture of being alive strikes me from my sleep and I rise. From the comfortable bed, I rise and I go to another room where my books are lined up in neat and colorful rows. How magical they are. And I choose one and I open it. Soon I have wandered in over the waves of words to the temple of thought. And then I hear outside, over the actual waves, the small and perfect voice of the loon. He is also awake. And with his heavy head lifted up, he calls out to the fading moon and to the pink flush swelling in the east that soon will become a long and reasonable day. Inside the house, it is still dark except for the pool of lamplight in which I am sitting. I do not close the book. Neither for a long while do I read on. I'd like to invite at this time Sandra Bremer and Cindy Anschild to come forward and share their memories.